mother had two brothers, and when they were all less than six, their father died, had lots of land but no money. Mm-hmm. And grandmother married again, but they had some difficult times and only high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but both of them finished high school?
Yes, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. I know my father did. I have his diploma. And
what was your father's occupation?
He was in the naval stores business.
Did your mother work?
No, mother never worked.
All right. Do you know what your grandparents did for a living?
No, I don't.
Or do you know anything about their education?
No, because on my father's side, they died mm-hmm. Very young. And on mother's side, I never knew my grandfather mm-hmm. on either side. Mm-hmm. No, I really don't know about them.
Okay.
I had one brother who was 18 years old when I was born.
That's quite mother, a gap in the family.
Yeah, mother had lost three children between mm-hmm. my brother and I. Mm-hmm. And he treated me like a father instead of like a brother.
Well, I suppose so many men at 18 do have children, that's right. So that's not unusual. Could you tell me just a little bit about your wife now? What is her age?
Same age as I am. Well, no, she's 1 year younger than me. I better correct that right fast. I better watch that. She was born at Belfast, which is about 20 miles below Savannah. And when she was a baby, her family moved to South Carolina, to the Lowcountry.
Belfast is in Georgia?
Belfast, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Her father was in the lumber business all of his life. And they moved... They moved to Savannah when I was about 16. She walked in church one night, and that was it.
So she's a Presbyterian, too?
Presbyterian, too.
Did she grow up as a Presbyterian?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She graduated from Savannah High School.
And has she had college education?
No, she did not.
Okay.
We were married during the Depression when things were pretty rough.
Does she belong to clubs?
She was active in one of the clubs when I was in the Optimists, but she's not too interested in that. Mm-hmm. Church has been her main work. Served as president of the women of the church. She's now serving for the second time, and she served as president of the Presbyterial, which is all of the churches within a 100 or 200 mile radius of the Savannah area.
Would you spell that for me?
Presbyterial.
Yes.
P-R-E-S-B-Y-T-E-R-I-A-L.
I never heard that word before. That's
well,
an interesting addition to
vocabulary. Presbyterian churches are divided up into presbyteries.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the word presbytery.
Savannah Presbytery and the Augusta Presbytery and the Atlanta Presbytery, and then they comprise a Senate, which entitles the whole state, and then the Senate's broken down into the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where your wife's ancestors came from?
Her mother's people came from Illinois. Her father's people from Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a combination. And they met in, well, did they meet in Georgia or South Carolina?
Met in Florida, didn't they?
Oh.
Yeah, Florida.
Okay.
I think, didn't your mother come down for a visit? Swapped some Illinois land for Florida land, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you tell me something about Savannah now? Just why you like living here, what it's like?
Well, I was at a church party some time ago, and they went around the room, everybody telling where they were born, where they were from, where they had been. I was the last one. Mm-hmm. When I said I was born in Savannah, I'd been here all my life, they want to know, well, didn't I ever go anywhere? Mm-hmm. My wife is just as sure as everything. The day she married me, I was going to be buried here and no other way. And